Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they're given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. This is Bible Call tape number 18A, entitled, The Spiritual Meaning of Baptism. Some people believe that baptism is an empty ceremony as devoid of real meaning as a good luck charm. Much of this misunderstanding is due to the failure to consider what the Bible actually says about the spiritual meaning of baptism. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, Paul says there is one baptism. It is the baptism commanded by Christ. Matthew 28:19, Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is water baptism administered by men, as indicated by the statement of the Ethiopian eunuch when he said, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Acts chapter 8, verse 36. Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome, Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. As one is immersed in water, this represents to others a picture of the death and the burial of Christ, and signifies the believer's faith. The comparison continues, though, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, even so we also might walk in newness of life. This is where the spiritual life begins. We begin this life when we're raised with Christ. We proclaim to others our faith in Christ and our hope for a resurrection to eternal life. We're joined to Christ in baptism, and we want to live for him and one day live with him. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verse 5. And then in verse 8, Paul says, Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. But we also learn from this passage that we are freed from sin when we contact the death of Christ. Remember that the blood of Christ is that which does the cleansing. Water does not, but the blood of Christ does. Jesus shed his blood that cleanses from our sins. He shed that blood in his death. Therefore, Paul says, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Thereby contacting his death, contacting his blood shed in his death, we receive the forgiveness of our sins by the grace of God. Knowing this, that our old man of sin was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we should no longer serve sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And so we die to the love of sin. We die to the practice of sin. And we die to the guilt of sin as we contact the blood of Christ that cleanses us from our sins. Baptism, as taught in the Scriptures, has real spiritual meaning for all who wish to follow the teachings of Christ.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.